Today's devotion is entitled Rejoicing in Jesus by Pastor Steve Mosky, Good Shepherd, Elgin. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Philippians 4:4. Did you already know this verse? It's one of my favorites. I even catch myself singing the verse as a song. It's easy to praise the Lord for all the blessings that we receive, isn't it? Except when it isn't easy. What I mean is that it's easy to rejoice when life is fun and things are going well. It's harder to rejoice when life gets rough. When life gets hard, then it's not so easy to rejoice in the Lord always. Francis Hahn writes, "When I am consumed by my problems, stressed about my life, my family, and my job, I actually convey the belief that I think the circumstances are more important than God's command to always rejoice. In other words, that I have the right to disobey God because of the magnitude of my responsibilities." Wow, that hits home with me. How about you? When life is hard, when you are faced with big problems, do you turn to God and praise Him? Do you believe that even in the struggles in life that God is good all the time? It's worth noting that Paul writes this verse calling us to rejoice from prison. How could he do this? How could Paul rejoice even when he was facing death in prison? Paul was filled with joy because his joy was based on the power of Jesus' love and not based on Paul's current condition. How about you? Can you see that Jesus' love endures forever, irrespective of your current life situation? Sounds hard, right? It is. You cannot do it on your own. We need the Holy Spirit to work on our hearts. We need to pray. Read what Paul writes. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:4-7. The Lord Jesus is near. Jesus has already given you eternal victory. Don't let your current struggles distract you from the certainty of Jesus' love. Take it to the Lord in prayer, and the peace that passes all understanding will guard your mind in Christ Jesus. Amen.